天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很开心今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。每个人都想拥有积极的人生，但当我们遇到疾病和逆境的时候，我们如何有正确的积极态度来面对呢？麦克牧师今天开始和我们分享积极生活的秘诀。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听我们的节目。
Today, I want to talk to you about how to live a positive life.
今天我要跟你谈谈怎样过一个积极的人生。
This is different from positive thinking.
这跟积极思维不同。
Positive thinking is all about yourself.
积极思维以自我为中心。
Positive thinking requires constant self-motivation and self-affirmation.
积极思维需要不断的自我鼓励、自我肯定。
It is telling yourself that I can do it and I can do it.
也就是说，不断的对自己说，我做得到，我做得到。
The problem with that is when you face a great obstacle.
问题是，当你面对一个极大的困难时。
And positive affirmation is not enough.
自我肯定不足以解决问题。
You'll spend more days being down than being up.
那时你将不再积极向上，反而是垂头丧气。
And you'll become dependent on people who will prop you up.
而且你将要依赖那些奉承你的人。
But here's the good news.
但我要告诉你一个好消息。
In this new series of messages called The Secret of Positive Living,
我们新的系列信息主题是积极生活的秘诀。
I will tell you the secret of how the Apostle Paul stayed positive all the time.
我要告诉你使徒保罗如何保持积极生活的秘诀。
I will share with you the secrets of positive living.
我要跟你分享积极生活的秘诀。
Even when everything went wrong in his life, Paul was positive.
虽然保罗一生遭遇许多挫折，他总是积极乐观的。
When you read Paul's second letter to the Corinthians,
当你查考保罗所写的哥林多后书，
you will be amazed at how much suffering he endured.
看到他忍受那么多的痛苦，你会感到很惊讶。
But he not only survived, he thrived.
他不但没有被打垮，反而更有活力。
Paul was surrounded by negative people.
保罗身边都是敌对他的人。
He was surrounded by negative situations.
保罗所处的都是负面的局势。
He was surrounded by negative circumstances.
他四周都是对他不利的处境。
And yet Paul was able to live positively through all of these negatives.
在所有的逆境中，保罗仍然活得积极起劲。
There are 15 secrets for positive living.
积极生活的秘诀一共有15项。
And we can find the first one in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14.
从哥林多后书第一章一到十四节那里，我们可以看到第一个秘诀。
Let us read it together.
请听我读这段经文。哥林多后书第一章一到十四节。奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太，写信给在哥林多神的教会，并亚该亚遍处的众圣徒。愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父， 赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。我们既多受基督的苦楚，就靠基督多得安慰。我们受患难呢，是为叫你们得安慰，得拯救。我们得安慰呢，也是为叫你们得安慰。这安慰能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。我们为你们所存的盼望是确定的，因为知道你们既是同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能胜，甚至连活命的指望都绝了，自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，这是为我们因许多人所得的恩。我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，向你们更是这样。我们现在写给你们的话，并不外乎你们所念的、所认识的，我也盼望你们到底还是要认识，正如你们已经有几分认识我们，以我们夸口，好像我们在我们主耶稣的日子以你们夸口一样。
Today, we'll focus on the first secret.
今天我们就集中来看第一个秘诀。
And I call it the inflow-outflow equation.
我称之为收入与支出的方程式。
When you understand this equation,
当你明白了这道方程式,
you will begin to grasp the first step to positive living.
你就能掌握积极生活的第一步。
Listen again to what the Holy Spirit inspired the Apostle Paul to write in verses 3 to 5.
请再听一次圣灵启示保罗所写下的经文，从三到第五节。
Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。
The Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Who comforts us in all our troubles.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
So that we can comfort those in any trouble. With the comfort we ourselves have received from God.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives,
我们既多受基督的苦楚,
so also through Christ our comfort overflows,
就靠基督多得安慰。
In this evil world in which we live,
在我们所处的这个邪恶的世界,
there are diseases,
有疾病,
there are difficulties,
有艰难,
there are disappointments,
有失望,
there are disillusionments,
理想的破灭,
there is despair,
绝望,
there is sorrow and loss,
忧伤失落,
they are all inevitable,
都是无可避免的。
All these things Satan loves to use against God's people,
这些都是撒旦最喜欢用来对付神百姓的手法。
Why?
为什么呢?
In order that they may be discouraged,
这样就可以打击他们，使他们灰心。
In order that they may not accomplish great things for God.
这样就可以打击他们，使他们不再为神成就大事。
In order that they may not make a difference in the world.
这样就可以打击他们，使他们不再扭转这个败坏的世界。
You can try propping yourself up all you want.
你可以想尽办法给自己打气。
But at best, that is going to be a temporary solution.
但充其量也只有短暂的效果。
The truth is this.
事实上呢,
whenever we hit one of the many walls in life,
我们在人生中所遭遇的每一堵高墙，
there is God.
神都在那里。
What about God?
神要做什么呢？
He is ready to give you more comfort and propping up than you can handle.
他在那里要给你安慰，给你打气，超出你所求所想的。
He is ready to get you up and running faster than ever.
他在那里要扶持你起来，给你加油，让你可以跑得更快。
Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians has been described as the most intimate and personal of all of his writings.
人们说保罗所写的哥林多后书是他所有的书信中最个人化也最亲切的一卷。
He reveals to us his inner pain.
他向我们透露了他内心的痛苦。
His inner anger.
他内心的愤慨。
His inner temptation.
他内心所受到的试探。
And he reveals to us the power of God working in the midst of his pain.
他更向我们透露在痛苦中神的能力如何发挥功效。
He tells us how he was beaten for the name of Christ.
他告诉我们为了基督的名他曾挨打。
How he was criticized and falsely accused for the name of Christ.
为了基督的名他曾受批判被诬告。
How he was viciously maligned for the sake of Christ.
为了基督他曾被恶意攻击。
And if there was ever a human being who had every right to sit back and complain and be bitter and angry, it would have been the Apostle Paul.
若说世上哪一个人有权临阵退缩心怀怒气并怨天尤人这个人就是使徒保罗。
But listen to what he said in chapter 1, verse 3.
但请听他在第一章第三节里怎么说。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
You feel like you want to say to Paul, Paul, you should be angry and mad at these people.
你几乎想对保罗说，保罗，你大可以对这些人发火呀。
Paul, your eyes are going blind and your health is failing.
保罗，你都快失明了，你的身体健康也糟透了。
Your physical and emotional strength are waning.
你的体力、精神都衰残了。
Ah, but Paul would say,
但是保罗会这样回答你。
What are you talking about? I am not focusing on these things.
你说什么？我根本不在意这些。
I am focusing on the God of all comfort who comforts me in all afflictions.
在我心目中只有赐各样安慰的神，他在我的患难中安慰我。
I am focusing on the friend who sticks to me closer than a brother.
在我心目中只有那位比亲兄弟还亲的朋友他总是站在我身边。
I am focusing on God who is for me and who can be against me.
我定睛在我的神身上他若帮助我谁能抵挡我呢
I am focusing on the one who would not spare his only begotten son for me.
我定睛在我的神身上他既不爱惜自己的儿子为我舍了。
How much more would he not freely give me all things?
岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我吗？
Nothing can get me down.
没有什么可以打垮我。
No problem can get me muddled.
任何麻烦都不能扰乱我。
No financial difficulty can get me to despair.
任何经济困境都不能使我绝望。
No disease or illness can slow me down.
任何疾病都不会拖累我。
No false accusers or difficult relationships can ruin my resolve.
陷害、诬告或难以相处的人际关系都不能打消我的决心。
The God of all comfort is constantly comforting me in all my afflictions.
我在一切患难中，那赐各样安慰的神常常安慰我。
Oh, that's the inflow.
这就是输入保罗生命里的。
My listening friends, if you are not experiencing the God of all comfort in the midst of your afflictions,
亲爱的朋友，如果你在患难中却没有经历到神赐给你的各样安慰，
Chances are you are trying to do it yourself.
很可能你想自己找办法解决。
Chances are you are gritting your teeth until your jaws are about to crack.
很可能你咬紧牙关想要挺过去，但快支持不住了。
Today, you can know the God of all comfort.
今天你要来认识这位赐各样安慰的神。
Who comforts us in all afflictions.
他在我们一切患难中安慰我们。
Not just some comfort.
不是稍微安慰一下而已。
No, 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 all comfort.
不不不是的，而是各样的安慰。
Not just in some of the afflictions.
不仅在一些患难中。
No, all afflictions in all areas of life.
不是的，而是人生中方方面面各种各类的患难。
In fact, the Apostle Paul is saying, and let me put it in my own words, not his.
其实保罗所说的是还是让我用我自己的话来表达保罗的意思吧。
Bring on the affliction, because the more affliction, the more comfort I experience.
把患难都送过来吧，因为苦难越多，我就会得到越多的安慰。
That is the inflow.
这就是输入。
The inflow of comfort is stated right here in verse 3.
神浇灌下来的安慰，就是第三节这里说到的。
Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all afflictions.
愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
Had Paul stopped at this point,
如果保罗只停在这里，
He would not have given us the whole truth.
他就没有把全部的真理告诉我们。
For the inflow to be ready to take hold in your life and mine,
要让这些流入你和我里面的福分常住在我们生命里。
There has to be an outflow.
就必须有支出。
Remember, the inflow-outflow equation.
记住，有一个收入和支出的方程式。
It is in everything and in every area.
可以运用在我们生活中的各个层面和每件事上。
The Bible tells us about sowing and reaping.
圣经谈到种与收的原则。
Jesus said, To whom much is given, much is required.
耶稣说过，多给谁就向谁多取。
Jesus said, By the measure you measure, you will receive back, and on.
还有，耶稣也说过，你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
You see, some people view God's blessings as an end in themselves.
要知道，有些人把神所赏赐的福气就保留在自己身上。
But Paul sees it differently.
但保罗的看法就不同了。
He sees God's comfort to him as a stewardship.
他把神给他的安慰看为让他经营的资产。
God's comfort to him causes him to be a conduit.
神给了他安慰，使他成为一根导管。
In order that he might pass it on to others.
让他把这安慰输送给别人。
Compare the Sea of Galilee with the Dead Sea.
让我们比较一下加利利海和死海这两个湖。
The Sea of Galilee is clean, beautiful, and sparkling.
加利利海的水清澈美丽。晶莹闪烁。
But it flows into the River Jordan and blesses millions of people.
一直流到约旦河下游，造福千百万人。
Then you have the Dead Sea.
再看看死海。
The water gets in and stays in.
水流入湖内就停留在那儿。
It never flows out.
从不往外流。
And nothing can live in the Dead Sea.
所以死海中没有任何生物。
Paul views himself as a conduit.
保罗看自己是一根导管。
Through whom the comfort of God is flowing from God to others.
通过他，神的安慰可以达到其他人身上。
When Paul received all comfort in all afflictions,
当保罗在一切患难中得到神赐的各样安慰，
he passed them on by comforting others.
接着他就用这安慰去安慰其他人。
Verse 4 says,
第四节说，
So that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
The truth is this.
事实上，
There are so many believers who are spiritually fat and out of shape.
许多基督徒得了灵性肥胖症。
You ask how?
你问我怎么得的？
By receiving and receiving and receiving some more from God.
就是一再的不停地接受神很多恩典。
But very little is going out to others or back to God.
但却很少分出去给别人或奉献给神。
Their inflow-outflow equation is unbalanced.
他们的收入支出方程是两端不平衡。
We are talking about the first secret of positive living.
今天我们所谈的是积极人生的第一个秘诀。
I have never met a positive person who is only a taker.
我认识许多积极乐观的人，其中没有一个是只知道收取的。
I have never met a positive person who is into the flow but never gives any outflow.
积极乐观的人中没有一个是只进不出的。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the first secret of positive living can only be achieved when your outflow is balanced with your inflow.
因为积极人生的第一个秘诀必须在收支平衡的情况下才能发挥作用。
You know that the inflow is sure.
你知道你肯定有收入。
Therefore, the question becomes, how am I doing with my outflow?
因此问题就在于我要如何输出呢？
If the outflow is not matching the inflow,
如果收支不相称，
you can try propping yourself up all you want.
不论你如何为自己打气，
you can try all of the positive affirmation techniques that you want.
不论你如何运用你所有的自我肯定的技巧，
they will not last.
它们的作用都是无法持久的。
But if you let the inflow of God's comfort, blessings, and encouragement to you outflow to others,
但如果你容许神给你的安慰、鼓励和福气通过你输出到别人身上，
and you will experience constant positive living,
那么你就能长期活在积极的人生观里。
There may be someone listening today,
今天在我们的听众当中，
who has been receiving comfort, blessings, and encouragement from the hand of God.
可能有人正领受着神亲自赐予的安慰、鼓励和福气，
and yet has never responded to the grace of God in kind.
却从没有回报过神的恩典。
Somehow you convinced yourself that it is your ingenuity and hard work that got you where you are.
你可能自认为你之所以有今天都归功于你的聪明才智和勤奋的工作。
Today you can respond to God.
然而今天你可以来报答神。
By surrendering to him in thankfulness for his love.
为着他的慈爱向他感恩。
There may be some people who know the Lord and experience His abundant blessings.
也有些听众朋友认识神，并得到神丰盛的恩福。
But they are still holding into their tithes and offering that belongs to God.
却没有献上原本就属于神的十一奉献。
Or they have never responded to serving.
或者从没有参与侍奉来回报神的恩典。
Today, you can take the first step towards positive living.
今天你可以踏出积极人生的第一步。
By offering what you have received from God back to God and to others.
把你从神那里得到的恩福奉献给神，并与其他人分享你所有的。
Until next time, I will be praying that you can experience the joy of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessing on your life.
我将为你祷告，让你享受神所赐的福分，并经历收入与支出平衡的喜乐。下次节目时间再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。在每个人的生活当中都会遇到各种各样的逆境和艰难。麦克牧师提供的第一个秘诀就是收入与支出的方程式。神是赐给我们各样安慰的神，我们在一切患难中他就安慰我们。当我们接受了神赐予我们生命的福气的时候，我们也要等量地送出去给别人，也要奉献给神，同时也要记得在输出的时候也要把从神而来的安慰去安慰那些需要安慰的人。求神帮助我们成为一个流通的管道，祝福更多的人。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
心内，万岁不配全言。